As the mighty beloved Surya speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty omnipresence to bless him with everything our love can give and thank him for all that his love has done for us and all the life in this world, down through the centuries and the aeons of time that he has poured into this system. And may our love to him keep us so aware of what his love has done that we too can be an outpouring of its presence until it has raised all to perfection forever. Beloved ones of my heart, tonight, as we call forth the great central sun's heart victory to you all, I wish you to feel what it means to gather the power, age after age, by consciously calling forth the heart victory from the great central sun into and around any individual or condition wherever we choose to direct it. Now, just as destructive forces gather energy to do greater destruction, just so can all of you, with this conscious knowledge of the beloved I Am Presence and all that the sacred fire in the great central sun means to the universe, you can draw the momentum of cosmic action in and around yourselves by conscious command, by your love to that presence, and by your calling forth of the power of the great central sun's heart victory to life in and around everything you do. In your decrees for the purification of various activities, you are drawing greater and greater power and greater expansion of the violet consuming flame from the great central sun. Your momentum of that is growing greater every time you make the call. Now, in calling forth the great central sun's heart victory to life, by the power of that heart of all creation that charges in and around you, and the power of the great central sun's heart victory to life grows and expands and intensifies its action of instantaneous manifestation in and around everything you do. You not only become a sun presence of its action, you become the heart presence of its power. And therefore, the heart victory to life and the heart presence of its power intensified and accumulate around you to the momentum that produces instantaneous fulfillment of your calls, I assure you, is the greatest joy you can imagine, as that momentum increases at your own conscious command. I want you to feel tonight the joy in the accumulation of the power as the momentum grows greater through each command. You know, if you were to be a builder and you were building a magnificent building, and part by part of that building came into greater perfection as you gave it your attention and your life by your activity, it would bring you great joy, wouldn't it? Every time you accomplished something that produced the perfection you desired, it would bring you back great joy. If you produce perfection out here, it will bring back to you great joy. Well, just so is it with you in your calls to your mighty I Am Presence, the great central sun presence of the mighty I Am, and you charge its flame each day into outer action, and you command its heart victory into everything you contact. And you command its heart power to increase and expand around you every time you make the call. There comes a great raising activity of the great central sun magnet, whose love is the drawing together of everything in the universe that produces perfection. And that brings happiness forever sustained and ever expanding. Now, we have been giving you tremendous, tremendous commands through the instruction you have recently had in this class alone, let alone that which took place in the Chicago class at Christmas time. But the deeper you enter in to the understanding of the sacred fire of God's love in the heart of the great central sun, of the holy power that it releases for your use in outer affairs, the more you will come into the complete mastery and realization of what tremendous blessings and opportunities lie before you that offer themselves to you for use, and through whose use you can give assistance without limit to the nation and the world, as well as individuals who contact you in your daily life. My dear ones, I want you to feel the greater expanding joy in the use of that holy power of the heart victory of life. And if you draw holy power around you, what can the sinister force do to approach you or prevent your victory? When you draw holy power from the great central sun's heart victory to life, heart love and heart command, its very heart presence is with you in the use of that power, then you fear nothing, and you may draw it to any intensity whatsoever. Now, this is what the mighty victory did when, through the long, long centuries of his command of love to life, his love for victory, do day after day, more and more of the sacred fire from the great central sun in and around him and his temple of victory. And that power of victory, which he drew forth, which he commanded to honor the mighty I Am presence that gave it, became that holy presence of instantaneous victory wherever he commanded victory to appear. And so it is now with you. This power lies before you, in fact has come in and made contact with the flame of love in your own hearts, even though you have not been aware of it. Thank you, precious ones. And when we make a thing holy, we have drawn the whole perfection from the heart victory of the heart love of the great central sun into the condition or into the energy or into the thing, the substance that you wish to manifest, that divine perfection of eternity. So as you go forward, try to understand something of the great privilege you have in drawing forth every time you give the command another flame of the heart victory from the great central sun of the power of its love into physical conditions in this world that can never contaminate it. Therefore, its almighty power, the great central sun power of that heart victory, can anchor in and around you and build to such a momentum as shall go before you and many times do the things you require without your scarcely being aware of it in the intellect, except that when you approach, the perfection is there awaiting your use and offers itself to you. Under the great law of the universe, you could not ask and love the great central sun's heart victory into yourselves and into outer world conditions without your becoming its very presence in outer action by your constant call and attention to it. As you go forward to use these commands each day, just hold the picture when you make the call of the descent of another flame in and around you till you stand yourselves the jewel within the heart of the lotus, the great central sun's blazing heart presence of life, every petal a flame of love and power from the central sun, to go forth at your conscious command and perform according to the desire of your heart. Each of you then moves, clothed in its presence, its power ever growing greater, until that approaching time when you become the creator of a world and then a system of worlds. And it all begins with the heart command of life, the heart victory of its love, and the great central sun's heart power to accomplish it. And you can just as well build your own individual world into this heart perfection now as later. And all it takes is your daily use of the life, the love, the power from the heart of creation that produces victory and brings perfection into manifestation wherever you abide. It is the most wonderful joy in the universe to understand how simple is the great magnificent activity of life from out the great central sun. As you really understand and comprehend this and make it your own in outer physical action, will you awaken from the limitations that you have accepted in the past, and you will awaken into the divinity that is yours as you acknowledge its presence here and its holy power of heart command of life to blaze that victory to others. And thus you go forward, consciously aware of what it means to draw cosmic power of holy dominion over that which has cast its honor into manifestation in this world. To understand the privilege that is yours to use this divine power to undo mankind's unfortunate creation makes you master of circumstance, and then you will know that the heart victory of the great central sun has come to earth to bring heaven where the shadows of human distress have seemed to appear, and you are the authority to command their annihilation. I hope you love your mastery and desire it and want it as much as I want it for you. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? I will not keep you long, but I wish to make you realize and remember the magnificent power that is being offered you. Now, you cannot have your mastery over this world without power. And therefore, when you call the great central sun's heart power in and around you, that is power unconquerable. That is the unconquered presence. That is the power that produces perfection that cannot be interfered with when you command it to go forth as the heart victory of life. You can't have your victory without power. But instead of using the energy of this world as temporary power to produce manifestation, by your lifting your attention and your heart's flame of love to your mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, you draw forth the heart power of creation, and you produce the heart victory of perfection in manifested things of this world. As you enter into the use of this and become aware of what it can do for you, you will never again look to the conditions of the outer world to solve your problems. You will call the great central sun's heart power to solve your problem and command its heart victory to produce the manifestation of perfection for you. And then, as you call forth its eternal protection to the manifestation that you are bringing into this world, the shadows recede, and that which you have offered to life continually expands the blessing of its love. And that which has been quiescent in the heart of creation, the great central sun, comes into dynamic action in the world of things and moves forward the great magnificent activities of cosmic creation. If you will begin to practice this now, your freedom will reward you with the happiness that you have sought and not quite attained. If you want permanent happiness, it must come from the heart of creation, for it doesn't exist anywhere else. The heart of creation is the only manifestation of life that cannot be removed throughout all time to come. It is the great causeless cause of perfection and power to produce manifestation that forever expands its love and its happiness throughout infinity. So when you begin to use the heart command of life, the heart victory of the great central sun, the great central sun's holy power to bring whole perfection wherever you command it to come forth, your joy will know no bounds. Your limitations will snap and let go, and you move forward in the sunshine of God's heart of love that has always offered itself to you. And this time, you will never again turn your back upon it. You know, when you face the light, the shadows are behind you. And you only can see the shadows when you turn your back upon the light. Is it not so? Thank you. And now, as you face the heart source of all light, the great central sun's eternal love, and make yourself the projection of its presence in this world. You may command what you will, produce perfection without limit. Become the power that is unconquerable, and you move forward. The master presence of the great central sun, almighty gift of itself to outer manifestation, as that beloved I Am presence takes its eternal dominion through the outer self and makes it one self. May you enter in tonight to the full use of its power and gather it by daily application quickly, that it may serve you in outer conditions and enable you to be the light that lifts your brother man back onto the pathway of the happiness and the perfection that is his destiny. May my heart's command for you ever turn your attention to the great central sun with a full realization and feeling of the love that makes you know that your own heart flame and your blessed mighty I Am presence is one with that great central sun. And as you call more of it into action around you, you too become the sun presence of the mastery of life, the mastery of manifestation, the master power that produces perfection, and the great love that gives of itself to all and forever illumines everything with its own perfection. You are that. That is the I Am that I Am. You are not the limitations of the physical world in which you journey. You are the heart flame of that love. And as you travel through the experienced life in this world, you are, my dear ones, that heart presence of life. May you know that its almighty love is the holy power that you require in this world, by which you may do anything that produces perfection and command it to be sustained, to carry its happiness to life. And then everything you accomplish becomes a song of joy. And then you know what it means to live in the heart of God. Your nation is the heart of the planet, is God's heart to the world. You are atoms in the God heart, God's heart of life to this world. And therefore, as you begin to recognize the heart command to life, its heart victory in this world, its heart power to do what you will, and know that its heart love is at all times in full command, you will rise into the attainment, the victory that brings you freedom and enables you to give it to others, until your command for peace covers the earth and everything takes on its quality and becomes the glorifying presence to the mighty I Am, whose love has forever given all of itself to those who will forever manifest its perfection. May you enter into the glory of its sacred fire and manifest its almighty victory wherever you abide. And then, as its great heart flame expands, will the perfection of eternity ever reveal the happiness that glorifies all with eternal power, beauty, freedom, and peace. That love from the heart of creation gives always to the manifestations of itself. Enter in and use the power, the holy power of the great central sun's heart victory of life, and command the heart of the world to forever give its freedom to all who pass this way. May you enter in and know what my heart's victory to life means to you as I give you my love, and it becomes the power in your outer use to accomplish anything you will, so long as you raise to perfection and draw all you contact under that perfection also. I commend you to your eternal freedom. Thank you, and good night. Beloved Mighty Surreal, thank you for your presence with us. Thank you for your love to mankind through the centuries. Clothe us in your great heart victory to life. Wherever we abide, blaze the holy power of your love, and let us manifest such a blazing victory of your sun presence that wherever we abide, all are raised into the happiness that forever expands its blessings to life. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible love from the heart of the great central sun that its holy power takes its dominion and brings the invincible victory of perfection without limit to all under this radiation, through us to America, through America to the world, until all are raised into the freedom of eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the victory of your own heart's love to life and your great holy power of your heart command forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. And to you, beloved Surreal, our love and gratitude to you all for eternity, for your love that has guarded us and drawn us thus far in the light. May we become that same love to the rest of life, everywhere we abide, until no part of life remains in the shadows of distress when God's love wants them eternally free. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamars, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we ask your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the invincible heart command of your sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the heart command of life, of that miracle love of eternity, and let its blazing heart victory hold command until all have become its happiness forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones, mighty Surreal, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charged to the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding heart flame from the great central sun, whose holy power of eternal love moves into outer physical conditions and forever raises all into the perfection of its eternal freedom. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer hands and use of all in this radiation, expanded without limit to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, are we consecrated? To this end, do we serve until all mankind turn Godward? And that which is the love from the heart of creation raises again all in this world into its eternal happiness. Now, great beings and powers and legions of light, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the consciousness, and the love of the sacred fire in the heart of the great central sun, to clothe those under this radiation with the power of that great heart victory to all in this world. So wherever we abide, we give it without reservation, and mankind are compelled to turn Godward and become free.